AZ Preps on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, is presented by Brooklyn Betting. Here's more with Kevin McCabe.
It is. I was waiting for it to kick in there. Up against it. I'm not singing this. We all know the words. Dad, you hear Kevin McCabe, what song he's playing on the radio?
I thought I'd wake you up a little bit.
I love it, brother. You're locked in live, local sports talk radio, the second hour of this great program, the premier program in all of high school sports. Coming up at this hour, jam-packed with great storylines. We continue to talk high school hoops, basketball in full gear, teams playing 3 and 4 games a week, trying to find their groove. No problem for Desert Mountain. They're rocking the region early. Last night, going to overtime to beat Horizon on the road. Mark Shoemaker will join me. He's better known for tennis on this show, but we'll have that story coming up. Marcus Williams, who was a star kicker and punter at McClintock High School, All-American, went on to ASU, hung around the Valley as an AD, is now joining Arizona State as an assistant athletic director. Marcus Williams will join me at 10:30. But we begin first with an amazing story. Coaching his kids through this pandemic, his wrestlers are forced to wear masks, ain't no big thing. Not when you consider the road Mountain Point wrestling coach has endured. He's kicked cancer's ass. Not once, but twice. He's Coach Greg Dayu, but he's kind enough to join me. Coach, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you this morning?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm coming. You don't have me. Please don't call me, sir. I look around for my... Hey, before we talk about your amazing journey, how is your team doing? How is the Pride? You got some kids rocking the wrestling.
A good start. You know, every wrestling team has really been affected, like all sports teams during COVID. But obviously, with the sport of wrestling being such a close contact sport, and then, you know, there was some back and forth, obviously, with the governing bodies. So parents got really hesitant. And so our numbers were wiped pretty good. But I'll tell you what, the kids that are here are unbelievable. And their resilience and their heart, they motivate us every day. I'm so inspired by our guys, not just our guys, but all these wrestlers I see from all these schools that are out here doing it in the middle of this thing. So we're off to a 4-1 start.
Yeah,
and it's outstanding. And actually, in just a few minutes, I'm going to get off the phone here and walk right into a gym and go against Queen Creek.
Oh, it was the season that almost wasn't, Greg. Like, winter sports were shut down for a weekend and then restarted, and with just dual meets. Has it been crazy as well?
You know, the scheduling was a little bit crazy, and then it was really difficult. You have to understand, wrestling, we deal with things every year as far as being clean, worrying about skin infections,
yeah,
more than any other sport. Our sport does that. So it was kind of a natural thing to tell wrestling coaches and wrestlers, hey, we've got to take these precautions because our sport is all about precautions. And so I think the wrestling community has done a great job. I tell you what, I really see that we've pulled together. We're a tight-knit group of coaches. I know all sports feel that way, but us wrestler coaches, we stick together, and we really want the best for all these kids. We want our sport to continue on, and we wanted these kids to have an opportunity. So I'll tell you what, the kids make the best out of wrestling in the masks. I'm going to be honest. I still will. You're never going to get me to say that it's anything but silly to have two kids that are wrestling and sweating on each other wearing masks. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm with you.
I'm going to do what my district tells me because I need my paycheck. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, yes. Oh, Greg, I love it. We're looking out there going, wait a minute. He's Greg Dayu, but I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And if I'm wrong, then...
Dayu, yes, sir.
All right. You should see the way they spelled it. As if this COVID and pandemic and Zoom classrooms and all that hasn't been crazy enough, the road you've traveled blows me away. It first began with stage 1 colon cancer. Now, yeah. Before I jump to the fast forward, you say that word cancer, and I don't care if stage 1, it's cancer. How crazy was that when you, a young man, you get told that news?
I had recently gotten married to my wonderful wife, Naomi, and
she's saying, what did I do?
And she was made aware that I had a family history and that I should have gotten checked, and that I was in my late 40s and I was supposed to have gotten checked at 40 and I had not, you know, because I felt fine, right? Us wrestling coaches, we're invincible, right?
Yeah.
And she said, she nagged me literally every single day until, I'm not going to lie, I only made the appointment just to make her shut up.
Good for her.
Because I had no symptoms, and she saved my life because not only did they find the colon, but it led them to find quickly the stage 4 cancer that was in my liver. And she literally saved my life. I might have only been even months from it being inoperable.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So you go in. This is colon, you know, checking for stage 1 colon cancer. And, oh, by the way, we're looking under the hood here. Stage 4 liver cancer. And again, you just got married. Honey, thank you. Come on, man. I mean, I know you're a positive driven man, but that kicks me.
It was devastating,
yeah.
Kevin. I got the diagnosis from my liver from my amazing oncologist, Dr. Kamadi at Ironwood, and he told me, you have to go back to school. Are you going to school tomorrow? I said, yeah, I was planning on it. He said, that's your last day.
Wow.
Tomorrow. And he said, get your FMLA, your family medical leave. You're done, and probably for the year. We're starting chemo on Monday.
So you
and that was it.
You do chemo? Do you lose the hair? Do you get all your good looks?
You know, it's funny. The way you would think that the story doesn't necessarily tie to wrestling, but it most certainly does. I sat in that office, and Dr. Kalmati put a team of amazing – he said, I'm going to put a team together for you, and we're going to take out your liver, and we're going to treat you with chemo. But he said, I want you to understand something. We know you're a tough guy, and you're in otherwise good health. One of my doctors had been a wrestler in his past, and he said it even came up in our discussion of how to treat you that you're a wrestling coach. And that your mentality. So we're going to go at you, and we're going to go for the cure, and we're going to hit you with chemo that is on doses that are beyond normal, our normal ranges. And if you can take it, we think we can cure this.
And you did, and you wrestling, you wrestling cats.
If you can keep it, and I kept it, and I hung in there. It was hard, but I took it. And you know what? They said all my hair would fall out, and all these things, and I'd lose all this weight, and not a hair fell out. And you know what? I kind of wanted to lose some weight, so the one side effect I was looking forward to, I didn't get.
Well, no, but you teamed up with he's Greg Dayoub, the head wrestling coach at Mountain Point, and wonderful, amazing story that you've overcome. You team up with one of my good friends, Mark Caliendo, he said, let's go, because you wrestling cats are a whole different breed. You know, what you guys do to work out and train and teach and coach, people don't understand it. But you guys, he grabbed you too and said, let's get healthy, let's drop, let's go to this?
Yeah, you know, he took over. I had to leave, I mean, right before the season started and miss out on the whole season. And having people like Coach Caliendo there to step in, run things, he knows the team. I mean, we have a little saying, we say we are family here. And I've been a lot of sports teams are. And I'll tell you what, that's what's great about sports and what you do for high school sports, Kevin. And thank you, because it's such a beautiful thing what we do for these kids. And I think sometimes people on the outside can forget. And so people like you constantly remind an amazing, every one of these prep programs, all these different sports around the valley. Each one in and of itself is an amazing thing. They're like little franchises. These coaches, the heart they put in, it's incredible. And when you study it and you look at it up close, there are so many good people, good parents, and good coaches doing amazing things in high school sports. It's not just wrestling, but you know what? We love what we do, and we're proud of it. And I have a staff of people that I literally consider brothers, and it's I don't know. I'm so blessed.
No, I'm stealing your line, little franchises, because they are. Every one of these little communities are a unique community that drives these great sports and these young people, men and women, and great leadership, and it's awesome. When you're going through this whole cancer drama, the amazing road you were on, how about your team and the community there at Mountain Point? How'd they respond? What was, you know, they hear the word, they hear the word cancer.
I'll be honest with you, I always felt loved and I always felt supported at Mountain Point High School. I always have. That's why I'm here. I love this place. But you know, when I got cancer, you think you have friends, man. My principal, Tamika Banks, my athletic director, Aaron Fronda, the people, my coworkers, the teachers that I thought were kind of just friends, you know, over the years, they came everywhere. They were driving to my house. They were dropping off food, cards.
Oh, man.
I'll say this. I had to take a lot of you only have so many sick days. And so FMLA, you know, you've got to. You have to use your sick days to keep getting paid. And I had to be out for 6 full plus months, and I didn't have that many sick days. So they sent out an email to the district to say, if you want to donate sick days of your own to Greg Dayoub, and they filled the maximum they could accept, which was 60 days in about 45 minutes.
Oh man.
This district is made of. They just gave me their sick days.
Greg Dayoub.
So I wouldn't have to lose money.
That just warms my heart. All the struggles you hear on the news, and there are so many great people that make this go. He's the wrestling coach there, and you talked about doctors and nurses, your wife, her strength. Because again, you have all the greatest doctors and nurses and treatments and all that taken, and you're being taken care of. How strong has she been through this whole thing?
Let me tell you this. My wife, who is a former United States Marine who served
God.
In Iraq.
Oh, God. Hero.
There you go. Okay. My wife, and she's now currently she's a research scientist for the University of Arizona. I'm so proud of her. And she is a good woman. But she not only saved my life, but she held my hand and dragged me through the whole battle right by my side. And I love her.
Wow. You got me. I There's some dust in the studio here. My eyes have welled up here. dumb question, and I didn't want to go down this foxhole. Now what happens? How often do you have to, and in COVID with it being, you know, underlying conditions, how often do you have to get tested? When do we say you're cancer-free
right now, Kevin? But,
yeah.
I do have a large herniated intestine that I've been trying to get fixed. It's just a physical issue at this point. It's not causing me any great pain or anything. They're going to do a mesh thing and fix me up. But I had a surgery scheduled a couple weeks ago, and it was canceled due to ICU bed capacity. And so I'm just waiting on that. And then I'll just have to keep getting scans. But my doctors are confident because of the type of cancer that I had, and they removed the entire lobe of my half of my liver is gone. My blood remains cancer-free, that if we stay on top of it, and I can assure you I've learned that lesson, if we stay on top of it, then we'll be okay. And I don't want to sound corny here, Kevin, but let me take a second, please. Every man listening to this, listening to this, if you are 40 years old or older, please go get a colonoscopy. I don't care if you have a family history. Please go and get it done. It's simple. It's not painful. It's not embarrassing. And it could save your life.
You're preaching to the choir, brother. My wife nagged me, and I did, and thankfully, I mean, there was some cancer causing lobes in there, but I didn't have cancer. But I'm with you, brother. Hey, I you're my guy, man. I love your story. You got to go get back in there and do some coaching, but
yes, sir.
Stay on speed dial with me, man, and stay healthy. Give my best to your wife and go Mountain Point Pride Wrestling. You got something really special there, man. Keep it going, all right?
Thank you so much. I love my team. Check us out, mountainpointwrestling.com. And Kevin, thank you for everything that you do for high school sports. You make a huge impact in our state. Thank you.
You make it easy when you share stories like that. Little franchises, I love that, all over the valley, all over the state. Hey, just ahead, you know, I found out there's no love in tennis. He guided his team to a people's championship in tennis, but now he's back where he belongs on the basketball court. Mark Shoemaker is in the gold ball conversation this season, dancing with the Desert Mountain Wolves. That's next on AZ Preps Live.
AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Here's more with Kevin McCabe.
10:17 Saturday morning, AZ Preps Live. You know it, the premier high school sports show in all the land. You know, you hear scores in tennis, 15 love, 30 love. Well, there's no love in tennis. Our next guest found out the hard way a computer roster error cost his girls' tennis team the state title a couple of years ago, shamefully. And yet, his leadership, his mentoring, Desert Mountain was never in question. This guy's a true leader. He is a champion and a longtime boys basketball coach, and now has Desert Mountain in the conversation for a run for the gold ball. A huge overtime. I left the game at halftime last night. I'll never do that again. Overtime win over Horizon on the road. They go to 6-1, and we're dancing with Wolves head coach Mark Shoemaker. Shoe, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just trying to get my voice back a little bit from last night.
Have I now been officially banned from – because I leave the game – you're down by 10 after the first quarter. I come to see your you're down by 5 at the half. I go, okay, I got have I been banned from Desert Mountain sidelines, or is there certain restrictions on me now?
Well, the next game you got to stay the whole time. That's the only caveat is I saw your front row, and as soon as you left, I was like, now our run's going to come. As soon as you leave, now we're going to start playing well.
Oh, God. Well, you got to put that in the game plan while I'm there. And then I leave. I went over and watched a game that was already a blowout. It was, and also, Mark Shoemaker, and I'm going to put this to bed quickly. I was a media guy to bring up a tennis story. But how much, as you look back on something like that, and the girls, you know I loved your girls, and I love what they went through. How much did you and that community at Desert Mountain grow as you look back the hiccup, the speed bump that you had to go over, how much did you grow as a result of all that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, all that kind of stuff just plays into to growing as a leader and continuing to move forward with kids. And, you know, you just kind of move past some things that you can't really control. And, all those girls are having very much success in college. One girl's playing at USC, one's at Illinois, one's at Air Force. So, they're doing great things. And, know, I'm really glad that they were able to persevere through all that.
And you helped them. And I saw that. You're a great leader and great coach. I see it on the basketball floor as well. You got a basketball team that's legit, and it almost wasn't. You had winter shut it down, and I keep asking this question. How crazy has that roller coaster ride been with this team? And did you know that you had something special even as it was getting shut down?
I did. We've been looking forward to this year for a while. We just had some really good lower level talent, and it's all kind of coming to fruition this year. We're honestly playing 10 to 12 guys this year as by yep. design. A lot of guys that can contribute, and so yeah, with no summer and very little fall, and then we're just hoping for something, and then the season gets kind of canceled for a few days. We were disappointed for sure. And I told the guys, stick with me. Let's see how this plays out. Don't fall into, all the stuff and prep schools and all that. Let's see how this all plays out and see what options we have. And, being at Desert Mountain is great because it's really a community vibe. Yep. And, they're all very good friends on and off the floor. And, we build everything pretty much through our feeders. So, all that kind of stuff mattered. And, once the season got reinstated, I think we all felt very lucky and grateful to have a season, to play.
Yeah, he's Mark Shoemaker, the head basketball coach there at Desert Mountain. Yeah, and I've talked about that school. It you ain't recruiting because it's way out near the Mayo Clinic. And so, to go there, it's really a challenge, but they will get great coaching from you. I saw your team last night, and he's not Nico Mannion, but he's a little bit of a red mamba. How special is this Carson Biggs cat?
He's special, and that was a good game for him. He's been kind of coming along off an injury over the summer, and last night he kind of found his groove a little bit, and he's hit some big clutch shots in his career here, and last night was no different. So, we knew that we wanted the ball in his hands when it mattered, and he ended up sending us to overtime, and also got the assist on the game winning shot by Evan, which was phenomenal. So. I know that he's got it in him, and we're going to ride him throughout the season for sure.
And your big man, Will Dubuck, how, and I'm probably saying it wrong, it's nice to have a guy who unselfish but also is around the basket making plays.
Yeah, and it's nice because his, speed and agility, he can kind of, move around a little bit, and he finishes well at the rim. And, it's nice to have him around the basket. And, we have a ton of good guards that all can shoot and just do a lot of different things. Like I said, we're playing very deep right now, which to our benefit, we're staying conditioned and staying out of foul trouble for the most part. And, that's helping us succeed for sure.
You're going to Mark Shoemaker, the head basketball coach there at Desert Mountain. The good news is you're off to an unbelievable great start in the region. The bad news is you now have a target on your back. You're going to get everybody's best. And even a Horizon team last night, that maybe is not, they're not the 1-5 team that that the record suggests. How tough, how focused, how much does that change your coaching at Desert Mountain that you're the hunted and you're going to get, there's still a lot of basketball. Do you remind the kids of that or is it understood?
No, we remind them every day. Last night that was something we said even in the locker room before the game is, you're number one in the region. You're not unknown. People are expecting you to come out and they want to give you their best shot. And Horizon was trying to get – one of their only wins and their first region win against you, that would have been special. And so, the preparation focus has to be there. And, now the expectation is that, we need to come into every game and understand that, everyone's going to give us their best shot. And if we don't play well, that might be the night that somebody takes us down. And, our region is so tough.
Yeah.
We don't overlook anybody in there. I mean, every region opponent is so good. They're so well coached. I knew that was going to be a tough one from the start.
It is so I love it. You said it's so well coached, and any team on any given night, you're rocking and rolling. He is Mark Shoemaker, the head coach at Desert Mountain. Now, in the midst of all this COVID, you've got a baby on the way, 8 months. No, wait. First off, wives are saints anyways because they put up with our ridiculous schedules and us. But now she's pregnant 2-8 months. Explain, paint me a picture of this whole deal.
Yeah, my baby boy is due April 2nd. We just had a basketball or a baby shower last weekend. And, all my players drove by and, we did a drive-by shower. And, my basketball community out here is just amazing. The parents support and everything. And they're always asking how the baby's doing and everything. So, I'm hoping that the season ends really well. And then the baby comes a few weeks later. And then I jump into that challenge in itself. So.
And a little baby. I'm thinking Kevin is a good Kevin Shoemaker. Is this your first? Do we have others?
No, this is my first.
Oh God! And more importantly, how is Mama doing? I mean, you know, I have five kids, so you're a coach. I mean, how is she doing through all this?
She's great. You know, she's so supportive. And it's hard because she can't come to really any games right now. So she watched online and. You know, and because of COVID, we can't really practice together. And so all of our practice time throughout girls and boys is separate. So I usually don't get home until 9:30 at night. So I'm literally gone 7 a.m. to 9:30 at night. And, you know, she has to kind of man the house and the baby and everything. She's just doing a phenomenal job. So I'm looking forward to helping pay her back as soon as the season ends.
Yeah, she's a champion. Congratulations, Coach. I will see you again, I'm sure, plenty. Keep up the great work. I love what you do. I love the way you teach. As I mentioned, you know, recruits aren't flying in to go out to Desert Mountain. You're doing it with a homegrown, home cooking, and doing a great job. Keep up the great – and congratulations on the baby. I guess I got to go shop for a baby gift now. I guess we'll figure that out.
Well, I appreciate it. And, keep following us. We're having a good year, and I'm excited for these boys. You know, this is a season they're never going to forget, for a ton of reasons. And I hope that all the hard work they put in is paying off. So I'm excited for them.
I'm thinking a gold ring, some bling, and a baby. That's and maybe not in that order. Hey, Mark Shoemaker. They call him Shoe, and it was pretty neat. The overtime win last night, he mentioned we're going to be on the radio, and all of his coaches reached out. And I think that's the neatest thing when, you know, I'm seeing a Ray Portell on social media going, hey, keep up the great work, Shoe. When I that, you know, listen, we compete. And they do. And it's fierce, the competition. I saw it last night. I went over and watched Paradise Valley and Arcadia. And two of the great coaches, Stephen Danford and Corey Barnett, and it's a 20-20 point game. And they're still fired up and competing and teaching. So, but they're great coaches, great, great people. All right, still to come, we are going to kick it. We're kicking it. With a new ASU assistant athletic director, you say, what? What, this high school show? Marcus Williams is part of the fiber and fabric that's made up high school sports for the past 30 years. I'll explain that next on AZ Preps Live.
FM, Arizona's sports station. AZ Preps Live. Presented by Brooklyn Betting. Here's more with Kevin McCabe.
Welcome back to AZ Preps Live, the premier high school sports show in all the land. I got a chance to introduce this cat a couple of years ago at a luncheon. He was the athletic director of the year, and I welled up then. I got a little teary-eyed because it made me go back and remember this kid, this kicker. He was a kicker, punter at McClintock High School, All-American. But he wasn't your typical kicker. He was an athlete. But it was so much fun watching him grow up and become this man. And here I got to celebrate and give him this award. He was at McClintock. He was All-American, went on to star at ASU. He hung around the Valley teaching, educating. He was an athletic director throughout the Valley. I think he was at Marcos Deniza. He opened Williams Field, Chandler Athletic Director, District School Athletic Director, and now he's going home to ASU. He's a Sun Devil, man. I'm a Sun Devil. Assistant Athletic Director for ASU. He's Marcus Williams. Marcus, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you today?
The Dean. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. And I feel silly because I get so passionate about watching all these young people grow up, but you were one of them. Did you hear my voice crack when I introduced you in Prescott that day?
I did, brother. I certainly did.
I know I'm a silly old man, but I'm emotional about those kind of things. More importantly, I'll make this about me. Do you remember those days at McClintock? I was at Channel 10. I was skinny. I was a good-looking guy. Do you remember me chasing you around at McClintock?
I don't know if you were chasing me, but I absolutely remember you.
And you were a kicker, but you were a different breed of kicker. Was that something you always took? I mean, you were not – you know, some skinny Europeans. You were a athlete. Was that something you took a lot of pride in?
Well, that's what I actually fell into kicking. I played soccer my whole life and was going to McClintock, who has a storied football past. And there was an opportunity to see who could be the kicker for the team. And I said, hey, I think I can do this. And it just kind of happened. And I just took it from there.
Wow. And then you had All-American, you go on to ASU. Some great memories and friendships built along those way, along the way. I mean, just the people you met throughout that journey, as you, and they're still friends now.
Yeah, absolutely. I truly believe that ASU, my time at ASU as a student athlete, and the connections and the relationships that I made then and continue to make over the years have been instrumental in my athletic administration career. It truly kind of directed me for my passion for administration and athletics.
Yeah, and you don't know it at the time. He's Marcus Williams. He's new assistant athletic director at ASU. You had a cup of coffee, New England Patriots, the XFL. And then you come home. You got into education. Marcos Deniza, fighting Padres, Williams Field, and then you hire one of your old boys from ASU, and Marco and McClintock, Steve Campbell. I know you're at Perry and then Chandler School District. How about that journey? Just the life lessons you've learned of teaching, educating, working. Just how cool, how neat, how challenging has all that been?
You know, I try every day to live in the present moment, live in the here and now. And
leave it up to me to bring it up.
just the relationships. I truly believe it's all about relationships and connection. And I remember going back to McClintock after ASU, and I had an opportunity to coach basketball. I was actually a security guard for Dan Serrano when I was still trying to make it into the league. And he was definitely one of my first mentors and continues to be. And he kind of helped me with this path, and all the relationships and partnerships and connections throughout the years, as far as if it's through coaching or if it's through McClintock or ASU or whatnot, I truly embrace those. And I think that has definitely, helped me learn athletics, helped me with the connections and relationships to try to deliver the best product wherever I was at or whoever I was working with.
You've done a great job, and I joke and I bust on you because I love you, but you really, it's not like you've just been moved up because you've been doing it a long time. You've done a great job. You're headed now to ASU, Assistant Athletic Director. How did all this come about?
To be honest with you, it was always my dream to serve the university that served me when I was a student athlete. Going back to being a Sun Devil for life, I truly believe that. I think it started off with just maintaining connections.
Sure.
When I did start my administration at Williamsfield, as you stated, I've always been connected with the university. If it's trying to assist with the Sun Devil Club or doing some of their student athletes, professional relationships or connections, or even bringing ASU to the AIAA conference and speaking there, or going to one of the sites, either at Williamsfield or Perry or anywhere else throughout the district to share what being a Sun Devil or a collegiate student athlete is all about, and just maintaining those connections. And everything honestly just worked out perfectly. Timing isn't the best as far as leaving this duty in the middle of the year, but again, it's just an opportunity that I'm going to fully embrace and attack with a relentless approach.
The timing's never good on any of this stuff, but it's great what you and you've left the cupboard full. The things you've done at Chandler, and I say that not just because you're a friend, but I've seen it in the growth, and you've done it all first class. I also get you because I saw this, but I know my guy Gene Boyd, he's in my hero book just for the athlete and the man and what he's become. You getting the band back together over there at ASU? Are you and the boys? Is that who are some of your crew?
I have the utmost respect for Mr. Boyd.
Mr. Boyd. Okay.
and it is very, again, it is surreal because a lot of the administrators that are currently there were there when I was a student athlete.
Yep.
Mr. Don Bakke.
Yep. Love him.
He recruited me. He recruited me to play football at ASU. And obviously his work speaks for itself. And there's so many other individuals there that it's just, again, it's just coming back home and it just feels great.
I love it, man. Mr. Boyd, now I'm going to have to bust on him. Final question, and it's a dumb question, and you just tell me to beat it. He is Marcus Williams, headed over to Arizona State University, coming home, really staying home. Herm, do you put in a bug in his ear that we got some kids playing football here? Let me rewind this. I acknowledge and I love what ASU is doing because they've extended their – it's not a rip on ASU – that they've extended their recruiting nationwide and they're stealing kids in Columbus. But do you get a bug in his ear and say, hey, you know, the dean wants you to get some kids from Arizona. We got some in Chandler. We got some at McClintock. Do you stab it in there when you can in these meetings?
Always love two devils. You know, staying home, you get those
yeah.
home time here. And honestly, one of my duties is the high school relationships and alumni connections. And I can't wait to get back to the high school level with the athletic administrators throughout the state. And again, just to try to showcase what ASU has to offer and to help bridge that gap. So those true devils or those true Arizona kids stay home.
I love it, man. You're welcome on this show anytime for all the things you've done, but also just what you said, they're true devils. And this is not because people, hey, why doesn't Herm get these kids? Look, he's getting ballers. He's getting kids from around the country, and that's cool. But I like my guys. You know that. You know, I've always loved you and love, you know, what you've done and all you've done throughout the community. And I look forward to what you're going to do at ASU. Stay in touch, all right, my friend? And congratulations. I joke with you and tease you, Mr. Boyd, and you call me sir. Marcus Williams, you're in my hero book. I thank you for allowing me to share your story all these years.
Hey, feelings are mutual, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with the dean.
One of these days, we'll hit the little white ball, I promise you. One of these days, I'll come out of retirement, and I'll go take your money. He is Marcus.
Well, let's stick to that. And go Devils, and onward to victory.
You got it, my man. Marcus Williams, what a great story. And, you know, I took him down memory lane, McClintock and ASU, and he lives in the present. And I love that he's moved forward, but he's a true devil. I like that. True devils are the kids from Arizona who stay at home. I'm cool with that. And again, people are going to hear this and going, you know, wait, you're ripping on Herm. No. I'm mad at Herm because he's never come on the show. I'm mad. He's dodging us. He's ducking us. Trev, the phone line's open.
Yeah, it's always open for him, of course.
Yeah, he can always, you know, when Donnie Yantis was there, he said, yeah, we'll get Herm on the show. That's okay. I think he's ducking the dean, and that's okay. National Letter of Intent, the stage was here.
We might have to go hunt him down.
He knows where we are. He knows where the dean is. I think it's so cool, Marcus Williams. But if you get this position and also build that connection, not only through athletics, but through education, staying home at Arizona State, and just one of the really good people who's grown up in this community and made it better through everything he's done. Pretty cool stuff. We're going to take our final break, and guess what? Coming up, we're going to educate McKay, but also, Trev, they call these things a make good in the business, a make good. When you screw something up, I have to do a make good.
Oh, so now you're going to educate me.
Yeah, that's what it's called, a make good. I've got to do a make good. I'll explain a make good, what that means, and we'll educate McCabe with some fresh, lit, dope, glow up music next on Easy Preps Live. Sing background vocals to this. Oh, boy. Welcome. This is our final segment of our program, 1046 AZ Preps Live, where we educate the old man, the old dean, 62-year-old short, fat, white hockey player, you know, that there is music out there that the young kids are bumping. I know this, but I don't know this. This comes on. I don't know the. What do we got? What do we? I think I know it, but I'm afraid to say it.
This is your boy of the weekend.
I knew it was. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest, but I was late to the 4:30 this morning. I thought we'd play The Hills because I dig that old jam when he first. The Hills is a whole.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
It's got some bad words in it, so we would have had to.
We had to edit that one.
I thought because. Thank you for not playing the Blinding Lights. Thank you for not playing that.
Well, yeah, that song got beat over our heads for quite some time.
And it still is. Now, what if he doesn't play Blinding Lights tomorrow in the Super Bowl?
I think he is.
But what if he doesn't?
I'll be shocked. I'd be shocked. But the reason why we went with this song, because it's the theme of the Super Bowl. And throwing my my wrestling nerd hat on, it's the theme for WrestleMania this year.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, so this is pretty a popular song.
You're a wrestling guy?
Oh, of course.
I did not know this.
I even passed it on to the family. They watch it with me, too.
I did, and now I've went through it. Sheamus was my guy for a long time.
He's still in there.
Yeah, I know he is. Give me a little volume here. We got to... Save your tears for another. Ah, it's good, my friend. I love it.
And how can you not like The Weeknd?
You know, I didn't at first. I didn't like the song The Hills when it first came out. And I thought, what is this cheesy junk? And then it grew on me, and then I researched the cat. He's not a very good speller. He can't spell The Weeknd.
My kids
don't understand that joke, too. And then The Blinding Lights, we did that as Educating McCabe.
We sure did.
When it came out, because I liked it. And then this... What's the name of this tune?
The name of the song is called Save Your Tears.
Save Your Tears.
And also, he took a lot of heat on social media, because on the video, he did something to his face.
Oh, yeah.
He had the doll-looking face, and he got beat up a lot for that, too.
Oh, stop. Karen's got to knock it off. Damn Karens. We had a Karen get thrown out of a high school basketball game last night. A mom, stop. Stop.
Yeah, we had a Karen get thrown out of a rec center the other day, too.
Yeah, I know. They're everywhere. Hey, it's called a make good in radio and TV. They call them make goods. If you're doing a show and the commercial runs and maybe they screw up their commercial, they don't run the commercial, or maybe it glitches on the air or something, then they got to do a make good. They have it in the NBA. They call it a makeup foul when they screw up a foul at one end, then they call it a makeup.
I know those all too well.
Yes, you do. So I need a make good. I had scheduled Colton Cortez, star football player from Liberty High School, to join me on the show. We were all set. And then I spaced it. I knew that I had something scheduled, but I couldn't find my notes what it was. So I blew it. Old man stuff. I just blew it. It's all about Colton Cortez next week. The official Colton Cortez show next week. We will. It's an amazing story. This champion, a player who's ever overcome a lot in life. His pops was a hero, overcoming the loss of him. We'll have that story. But his mom calls me yesterday. So is Colton still coming on? What do I say? I blew it, and I told her that. My wife's sitting on the couch. She goes, she's chuckling, going, yeah, he blew it. But I owned it. I'm owning it. I own it.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
I own it.
Sounds like we owe him two segments.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how good, We had some good stuff this morning that we probably could have used a couple of three segments, including ASU's Assistant Athletic Director Marcus Williams. Congratulations on your new role over there. And it's going to be interesting to see. He was the athletic director for the Chandler Unified School District, the whole district, all the schools out there. So they're not only losing their superintendent, Dr. Camille Castile, who is a legendary educator, and my sideline girlfriend, love her. What she's done, you guys know what I'm talking about. And Marcus Williams, my hero, appreciate him coming on the show. But that's really cool that they bring a home slice back to ASU in this position. Just another voice of saying, wait a minute, look in our backyard. Rick Garrison's got some running backs over there at Chandler. Richard Taylor's got some great, great talent at Centennial. Liberty's got some ball. Let's go look. Maybe we don't need to fly to Minnesota and look at that running back. We got Eli Sanders. So appreciate it coming on and joining the program. We also talked to Desert Mountain boys basketball coach Mark Shoemaker. Congratulations to his wife. April, she's due. So I guess that's maybe 7 months. He's ahead of himself. But he's got a son coming on, and the more we talk about him, maybe he'll name him Kevin. Or the dean. What if he named him Dean? Dean Shoemaker.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That kind of goes. Kevin does, thanks for joining us. And he's got a great basketball program there, including the little Red Mamba. We also had Lexi McNabb, Seton basketball star, junior guard, scorer, and much ado about nothing. Her dad is Donovan McNabb, but she made it clear, He was just okay. He didn't do nothing. What was the line?
Said, no, nah, he not even that cool.
And she killed me.
I felt that one.
She killed, but mom was the real baller in that house. She played at Syracuse, and I love the fact that she, that's where Donovan and her met. And, you know, you go to the game, and, hey, there's Donovan McNabb. There's not, no, your mom runs it.
Hey, either way, she got good genes. Either way it went.
She got it. But what a wonderful young little lady. We also talked to we wrestled with Mountain Point head coach Greg Dayoub, who is a cancer survivor twice and really a champion. They've got a great program there at Mountain Point. And also talking to Campo Verde head coach Mark Martinez, who is the ultimate champion. Ultimate champion, because I've talked about this on the show so many times. These coaches, they can do X's and O's, and they can coach, but there is so much more that they do. And Campo Verde's, there's no manual for this. When you lose a player, Jason Mersat, a good basketball player, great kid, wonderful young man, died tragically in a car accident about 10 days ago. His dad was driving, hit black ice. His sister's in still in challenging situation in the hospital. But the young man didn't make it. And Mark Martinez has been able to coach this young team and coach them up and bring them together and also bring together a community. And it's not just him. It's a village that helps make this all go. And even if you can't relate to Camp, where is Campo Verde? It's there in South Gilbert. It's almost a private school type atmosphere. I know Dave Burnsy. He's the star of that Burns and Gambo show, Dave Burns. You know, the reason you turn into Burns and Gambo is for Dave Burns. His kids went to school there, so he knows what that community is all about. And really a neat opportunity for a coach to step up and lead tremendously. We've got other great stories we're going to chase for next week. Why we're the number one high school sports show. We're not really a scores and highlights-driven show. Even, you know, we had Mark Shoemaker on. They won in overtime last night, last second shot, and we didn't really talk about that. We talked about life and the things that are challenging and having a pregnant wife at home. He didn't even mention, you know how hard it is for a wife to labor around and try to sleep and uncomfortable. And I don't, but I have a wife who reminded me five times how uncomfortable. And you had a wife who reminded you three times
for me.
Don't you know that I'm pregnant?
What gave that away?
There's one, but and the emotions, the bag of hormones they become when they do this. They're saints. Hey, you guys, thank you for making us the number one high school sports show. I have a blast doing this every Saturday. I appreciate Trev Henry, and we're going to get him out working some high school basketball games there in the East Valley and bringing in reports each week and some storylines that make it go. We'll have some national letter of intent follow-ups with some of the coaches, 7-on-7 football, a unique story of a former Cardinal and his son making waves. We'll keep an eye on what's happening in the world of sports, high school, the great stories that make it go. We hope you'll make it part of your Saturday. Trev, have a great weekend, my friend. I'm Kevin McCabe. We'll catch you next Saturday right here on the Premier High School Sports Show in all the land.
AZ Preps Live is a production of 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. All rights reserved.